So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What's up, Bachelor Happy Hour listeners? Thank you for joining us on another Wednesday. We are basically almost through paradise, and that's crazy to say. After this, Tia, we only have 2 weeks left.
It's wild. I feel like, too, at this point is when everybody kind of hit their emotional breaking point. You kind of see people freak out and spiral because it feels more serious, and like couples are dropping L-bombs and everyone else is just trying to figure out what the hell they're doing.
Yeah. It was starting to feel like the make or break week where, the show has done an incredible job of showing some of the love stories unfold. I mean, this week we saw Joe and Serena. Well, last week we saw, but Joe and Serena exchanged that they're falling in love with each other. We saw the same with Mari and Kenny, and also with Marissa and Riley. The show is also doing a really great job of skewing some relationships or just not showing any in general.
Which makes it very confusing.
This is an interesting situation that we find ourselves in because never before has there been podcast co-hosts who have also now lived through the show. And so we're trying to recap what we saw happen, what we're seeing unfold now on our TV screens, you know, and we're kind of in two different mindsets because there's obviously a lot that we've missed. So it's a weird position for us to be in. Like I said, it's never happened before. I think we're the first podcast, at least I would say Bachelor affiliated podcast, that is where we're at right now. And I know it's not easy. It's been a struggle for both of us in our different ways. It's something that we've talked about. I know for you, at least, you're struggling right now with seeing your interactions with two men on the beach between Blake and James and a lot of stuff not being shown. So how are you doing holding up with everything?
So that's the kind of thing that makes it tricky is I feel like up until this point, we've seen all these other couples flourish, and that's so great, and I'm so glad that the show is focused on that. But it's almost like we know exact conversations that were had, and we know things that were left out and exactly things that happened, so it's hard not to want to talk about it on here. But it's just especially with the show only being 2 hours a week instead of four, only so much can be shown. So it's unfortunate that it doesn't show more details of my, you know, relationship between or with James and with Blake. It was very difficult that week. That's how I know I was never destined to be the Bachelorette, because it was hard for me to choose between two people. So it is going to be a little bit confusing to see why I was so stressed and frustrated and all that. But also same thing with you and Thomas and Abigail and Noah. Like, those are relationships that aren't really shown as much. And it just kind of sucks that not every little detail can be shown.
It's interesting because we're so invested, not only with ourselves and our stories unfolding, but also with our friends on right. the beach. So there's a lot. We're just very invested. And it's interesting to take the support and love for some people, or maybe like the disgruntledness that we have for other people on the show, and try to still give an objective podcast.
Right, unbiased. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, and each day, like, to be honest, the weeks and the days get so muddled because there's so much that transpired. And it's difficult to keep it all straight because there are so many different sorts of relationships, and it's not even done. Like, we saw more men arrive to the beach this week. We'll see more people arrive to the beach next week, but then it's crunch time.
I think one of the biggest things too is seeing Kendall leave.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really expect her to leave. I mean, it made sense in that situation. But I really like how Serena handled that with Joe. Like, she was trying to comfort him because she could right. tell that he was bummed. Mm-hmm. So we did see that. We did see Kendall leave. We were sad.
Yeah, we were. That. And I don't think anyone thought she was going to leave that night in the way that she did. I mean, yeah. she like, whether people want to believe it or not, I mean, like, it does seem like she was very hung up on Joe still, but mm-hmm. she did come in with such an open mind and an open right. heart. Like, her and I had
been were into each other.
Yeah. Yeah. She was really into him, and they kind of, they connected over like their different, interesting, unique hobbies, and they had really good in-depth conversations. So she was really all in to try to find something that she found the right. last time around when she was on Paradise with Joe. It unfortunately was cut short. It didn't end in the way she thought. But I think at that point, after the conversation she did have with Joe and seeing him with Serena, she just felt like, you know, they're so far along. I'm not right now with Ivan. So it's better and probably healthier for me to now remove myself to give right. them the best shot at love, which honestly is pretty admirable. I don't know many people that, you know, have gone through a relationship and then a very public breakup and still wish that much love and respect and overall well wishes on somebody. Right. So I think all three of them handled it in the best way that they could, in the most respectful way possible, truly.
For sure. For sure.
So we see that unfold. We see a lot of the really strong relationships and connections unfold. So many I love yous or I'm falling in love with yous were exchanged. Kenny and Mari finally got there. And then Riley and Marissa finally got there. What else? I'm trying to think of what other major dramatic
the
moments.
The shutdown.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we thought we were going to be shutdown. Blown to smithereens. Like, that's for people like watching. Obviously, you know, you've never seen producers come out like that. But those were like the top execs of the show that walked mm-hmm. out to tell us that everything was shutting down. I thought they were going to be like, okay, last day of paradise, get the fuck out. But mm-hmm. that was an actual chance that everything was going to be blown away. So we had to bounce.
But deep down, we were excited because we knew we were going to a safe hotel, a safe place with AC, a great shower, hair dryers,
hair.
All of the girls, yeah. if you see everyone coming back the next day, they look fresh faced.
Serena's
they look
hair was dry.
Like,
my
they
hair
got
was
yeah, so much sleep. It was incredible. I mean, I rooms with Chelsea when we were at the hotel, and I think everyone passed out really early. Chelsea and I stayed up way too late drinking wine and talking till God knows when. And finally, we were like, we should probably go to bed because we actually are able to get a full night's sleep in this moment. So we should utilize that to the full advantage. Yeah. We also got the buffet the next day, which was so good.
Oh, yeah. Breakfast buffet. I mean, we just try to make something out of nothing, you know, and we did.
We were so happy.
We went back for the cocktail party. We didn't know that it was going to be a cocktail party that day, mm-hmm. but it was a daytime one. So
it was hot. It was very hot. It was just like dense and so humid. We ended on another dramatic high note on a to be continued because we see this little love triangle with Ivan, Aaron, and now Chelsea, who I kept saying, just be the Bachelorette girl, you know, kiss all the guys, figure out who do you want to give that rose to, test it out. We had this like makeout chart that we were rating everyone. But we see Aaron and Ivan get into it, to be continued. We will see what happens next week. And I'm telling you, it's going to be juicy. It is going to be so juicy. You guys will,
wait to see it.
You will not want to miss what's about to come next week. It's one for the history books of paradise. But with that, we have one of our favorite friends coming on to chat all things paradise, drama, love, and that is with Marissa. So without any more waiting, ladies and gents, please welcome Marissa to Bachelor Happy Hour. It is so good to see you. I know our listeners can't see you, but you look stunning. You have this lovely paradise glow to you. And I think that's, it might have a reason to do because we saw you tell Riley last night on the episode that you're falling in love with him.
Yes.
But before we get into all of that, welcome to Bachelor Happy Hour. Tia and I are so thrilled to have you this week. I mean, you are our girl. How have you been since everything has wrapped and since you've been watching it all back now?
I've been good. I mean, just living life, you know, same busy, same very busy. But I mean, it's different. It's all new for me. Like this whole experience is completely new, especially because I got sent home the first night. So I only got to see myself one day and watching it this far. I mean, it's been fun. It's cool. It's different.
Well, it's like you just said, it has to be a complete 180 because, you know, it's one night versus now you're actually in the midst of your very own love story. And I think what I've heard a lot, and I'm sure Tia can attest to this too, is so many people ask and question, you know, is the show real? Like, do you really have feelings? Like, how does that work? Or is it all scripted and fake? And it's like, no, you actually, like, if you're invested and give it your all, you can find love. And you're a testament to that in your relationship with Riley, which is something so fun to watch, which I really want to get into some of the fun details. You know, we had Riley on last week to talk about the whipped cream and the toe sucking and all that stuff. So we can't wait to get your take. But before we do that, let's go back to the beginning of Paradise, because you were there day one on the beach. Your first, I would say, connection wasn't, however, with Riley, it was with Connor. And Tia and I weren't there to see that interaction, that relationship take place. But could you kind of take us back and describe, you know, that relationship with him? Because he seemed so into you. So give us your side of everything and that relationship that you two had.
Yeah, I mean, Connor was amazing. He, as soon as I walked down on the beach, it's so funny because he just like, I walked into the group of guys and I was like, so are y'all just here to entertain each other or are you going to try to get to know me? Because I'm pretty sure this is a dating show, right? And Connor was the first and he's like, oh, he's like, I got it. He's like, I'll entertain you. So he pulled me to the side and I was wearing long flowy pants. So he did this like tuck thing where he rolled them up for me. And just right there, I was like, oh my gosh, like that is the sweetest thing. No, guys, like it was like Cinderella in a moment, kind of, because he was like rolling up, making sure my pants didn't get wet so we could walk in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. And so sweet. Just, like,
yeah. And then like right after that was the first day, like within the first hour. And he and I just kind of hit it off and we were hanging out the whole rest of the night. And he just, the thing about Connor is he is hilarious. Like he constantly had me laughing, like him, Demi and I, we were like the three little musketeers. Like, and we were just cracking jokes left and right. And I think like, that's what attracted me to Connor. Cause he typically like, isn't someone that I would typically date, but his personality wise and how much fun he was, like, it was great. Connor's a cool cat.
Yeah. No pun intended.
Literally.
Yeah.
I learned a few puns from him too. So
Oh my gosh. I swear he needs to write a pun book. We had him on Bachelor Happy Hour. I met him very, very briefly the night I came in, but we had him on Bachelor Happy Hour, and he's just witty. He's so funny. He's just charming to talk to. He's just really easy, like a good dude. But he needs to make a pun book, because like for all the dads out there with the dad jokes, they could take a page out of his book.
Seriously, we would play games where I'd just like give him a topic, I'd throw something out there, and he would go on and on about like with puns for it.
Mm-hmm. So we see you and Connor, you know, establish some sort of relationship fresh out the gate, but then Riley comes onto that beach, mm-hmm. and you can't miss Riley with those big old guns of his. And I mean, right away, you just seemed drawn to Riley. Like, it was very apparent. So when he came on the beach, besides the fact of you being very attracted to him and excited, I think any woman would be excited for a very handsome man to walk down onto the beach, right. but being excited for him, to begin with, going through your mind, did you ever worry about what would this do to Connor? Like, how, take us back to your thought process when you're kind of in the midst of Connor and Riley.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in that moment, during Connor and I's relationship, even, I was pretty set. Like, I'm like, okay, I kind of have an idea of the people that are in Bachelor Nation. Anyone else could walk down, you know? And I'm like, I like Connor. Like, he is a great guy. And then all of a sudden, when Riley came down, I was just like, whoa. Like, I had never heard of him. Never, like,
never seen him.
Never. Oh. No. So I'm like, and I, the whole time I heard Tajwan just like talking about this Riley, like, I'm mm-hmm. excited for Riley. And I'm all, who's Riley? Is that a boy or a girl? Like, and so it was so funny because like we saw him out of the corner of our eye and we're all like, who is this man? Mm-hmm. But as far as like Connor, it was hard. Like, it was really hard just because not only is Connor such an amazing man, now I have to choose from like two amazing men. Like, they're mm-hmm. both great. They were both sweethearts. And honestly, they both like were very caring towards me. And that's what I loved about both of them. Mm-hmm. But when it came to like having to choose, I knew like right away, like when after Riley and I went on our date, and it was tough. With Connor, like, even getting up the next morning, I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Like, I'm going to have to break it to him. And we had multiple conversations that day about the entire situation. But he was just such a great sport. Like, it even proved, it made me even more upset, like, the way Connor handled everything. Just because he's just so sweet. He even pulled Riley, like, to the side. We didn't get to see this. And he was like, hey, like, Marissa's a great girl. She says great things about you, but I just want to make sure, like, you take care of her and aww. All that. And I was like, Connor, you're making this even harder than it has to be. Like,
so sweet.
And so then, of course, like, I'm thinking, hopefully I'm making the right decision, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, it was tough.
Your connection with Riley is undeniable, though. Like, you can mm-hmm. just tell through the screen spark, that you guys like, just... instant sparks. Yeah.
Yeah. That chemistry. I mean, and we, as a viewer, I mean, we obviously were on the beach with the two of you and could see it firsthand, but even watching your first date, like the chemistry was there and the conversation flowed. You guys were very mm-hmm. much, very, very open to begin with, but very much on the same page. So let's get into that first date with Mr. Lance Bass at the Lance Bassery. You know, as a viewer, that connection was just fire. Mm-hmm. Granted, you had a lot of different interesting things that you were trying that night, but you both seemed into it. And there was a lot of buzz on the internet that night about you and Riley going into the boom boom room, you know, fresh out the gate. So what do you have to say to all the trolls out there? Because we, like I said, with Riley on last week, he had your back. He defended you.
I love what he said, too, mm-hmm. about like, people wish they had good conversation, good physical chemistry, and then go back to wanting to date each other. And I'm like,
mm-hmm. yeah, that's exactly my thought process on everything. And it's just like, we're two consenting adults, first of all. I mean, like, I know during our date, we had such an amazing time and we got back to the beach and we wanted to continue our conversation. And so as two consenting adults, we went into the boom boom room together, which is fine. I mean, people act, the difference between my situation and other people's situation is that it's not on national TV. And yeah. I'm not afraid to talk about it, you know, so.
And if nothing else, you get to have a conversation off camera.
Exactly. In
a air-conditioned room.
Exactly. The air-conditioned room and the conversations. I mean, it was nice also because it allowed us more time together too. So that's why we were able to build a connection so fast. You know, we would have more conversation and get deeper sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why I think, I mean, you know, this is really your first time going through a full show. But that's the beauty of Paradise. And even before coming on, when I was on the fence, just personally about wanting to come or not, talking with a lot of people who have done it in the past, or even the producers, they're like, you have unlimited time. It's not very structured like The Bachelor and Bachelorette, where you have these set dates. It's, you know, very minimal time until you really get further along. It's like, you, once you get onto that beach, you have optimal time with that person. So that's why when people question, like, oh my gosh, how could somebody fall in love or get engaged that quickly? It's like, you spend 24/7 with this person. So much more.
And I was that person too. Like, I was that person that was like, there's no way you can fall in love with someone this quick on TV. Like, it's got to be fake, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially because I didn't go through it before. And just with Riley, when I knew, I knew.
Oh yeah.
We were all day, every day together. Like we, and no phones, no access to the outside world, like none of that. So we have no distractions, no outside influences like family, you know, or social media. And so we really get to know each other. Like we get to have conversations and get to find out about each other's lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like figure it out for yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have like your best friend or your cousin or anybody else bringing up like stuff from the past or going through their social media. You just figure it out for yourself.
But another cool thing about it too is you do have that unlimited alone time with the person, but you also have, like, we all became super close. Like, we're all friends. I would say, like, a lot of us became, like, family. And so it's nice to see your partner, whoever that might be, interacting with not only the rest of us, but with producers, with the camera crew, with audio, just to see how everyone is treated and, like, you know, embraces each situation. I think it's very, very telling. And I will say, Marissa, we did see you kind of spiral the night of the VIP party when you stayed on the beach and when Riley was at the party. But for somebody who was there and witnessed it firsthand, you had nothing to worry about besides Riley. The only interaction, the only flirting Riley was doing was with that dance floor. Like he was, and it was so sweet because like he would talk to everyone throughout the night and, you know, he'd be like, man, I wish Marissa was here. And just like, you know, I saw that side of him. I wasn't with you on the beach, but to watch it back, I was like, oh, this girl has nothing to worry about.
Oh my goodness. I know. I feel like a fool. I mean, I was not only spiraling, I was like, I was ready to go home. I'm like, the thing was, is I think what triggered me was Yesenia coming back. And after her whole situation and everything that happened, I think I was just like, holy cow. Like,
if that can happen to one person, it could happen to anybody.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, in the real world, you have your phone to text if your guy goes out with his homies, you know, like you can check text him like, hey, how's your night going? Like, what's up? You know, check it in. And it's just like every thought is going through your mind at this point because you absolutely have no idea. And then she comes back with this horrible news and it's just like, holy shit.
Oh no.
Am I next, you know?
Oh man. It's and it doesn't help when everyone's like, anything can happen in Paris.
Oh my goodness. And then like I was like making sure I never said the words, we are the strongest couple on this beach right now, because every time that gets said, it's like doomed. No, you jinx it. I did not want that to happen.
You jinx it. Okay. Can we get into the good stuff? Yes. I need to talk to you about this whipped cream, Marissa. I told Riley that I woke up the next day and I was pissed because I couldn't get any strawberries for breakfast. But we see you set up this cute little picnic on the beach with the whipped cream and the strawberries and the champagne. Yeah. And then, you know, you tell him, pick out a little piece of paper and there's a body part on there. So I need to know, because you licked his toe, for goodness sake.
I licked his toe.
He has nice foot, though.
It was bad.
How is there not sand on it? I had sand everywhere.
Riley was wearing shoes that day. Like, so he actually has shoes and socks on that he took off.
Good. God bless him.
So that was the first thing. I was like, oh, okay. Like, it shouldn't be too bad. And then, of course, I'm thinking, what if it's, like, sweaty and stinky, though? Mm-hmm. But
was it stinky?
No. I mean, honestly, I don't even really like remember. It's just, I was just like, I can't believe I'm doing this. But when I drew the toe, the only thing going through my mind is like, I'm really into this, man, but what do I look like eating a pig nose, a tongue, but I won't like whip cream off of his toe? I was like, they're pretty equal.
At that point, you just got to go for it. Would you rather lick whipped cream off of his toe or have him lick whipped cream off of yours?
Have him lick whipped cream off of mine.
Interesting. I'm so weird with my feet that I hate when people touch my feet. I also just don't like touching feet, but I don't.
You should try it.
Riley has some good looking feet, though. I'll give him that. I mean, there are some feet on that beach that I would not go with the 10-foot pole near.
Oh, no. And it's so crazy because I was like, I must like this dude because I, first of all, hate feet. Like, feet gross me out and freak me out. And I was like, I must be really into this man. Yeah. And I literally licked his toe.
So you're sucking toes 2 weeks later. Who would have thought?
Is there anything you wrote down that you wish you would have pulled that you could have licked?
No, because it's all good. We took the whipped cream afterwards. So everything got taken care of.
Is there any area that you really wouldn't want to put the whipped cream on and lick off of? Or was the toe like the lowest of the lows?
I feel like the toe might have been
the dirty work, honey. You earned the rest.
You know what? I said I sucked a toe for the rose, okay?
You did. You earned that rose,
Some
babe.
Some of these guys can't even set up a conversation and she's sucking toes.
Yes. Come on. Exactly. Come on.
Come on, dudes. Y'all gotta step up. The girls freaking went above and beyond. I'm sorry.
Seriously. Riley did pretty good. I mean, the rat. Come on.
Yeah, that was. I remember watching YouTube walk away being like, where the hell are they going? And Noah's like, oh, she's got something planned. You guys were actually gone for a while. Everyone was like, where the hell are they? Are they even going to, is anyone going to make sure they make it to the rose ceremony? Or does she just like automatically get this because of what just transpired on the beach?
Because I just sucked his toe.
It was so good. Honestly, I think we were all a little jealous. You had some sweet treats. You had a handsome man. You had the AC. I'm assuming you guys were gone a while. Like, I'm hoping you got a little nap in that boom boom room that night because that was a late night.
Oh my God. Didn't y'all fall asleep?
Okay, yeah. So it's so funny. Well, so I mean, you guys know Riley. His favorite thing to do is sleep. Every time we look over, Riley just be sleeping somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so we get up to the room. Passes out right away. And then, of course, me, I'm like, I just planned this whole date for you and you're falling asleep on me. He's so sweet. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like, come on.
Wake up.
slap his face a little bit. Good morning, honey. Oh my God. I loved it. You guys, you both have this great combo of obviously like depth and intimacy, but then also with the comedic relief at times. And you just like the balance between the two of you, for me as a viewer and as a friend, it's just like all there. It's the full package. And it's been fun to watch now behind the scenes to see what you two say about each other. Cause obviously there's a lot that we miss when we're not present and like physically talking to you. So it has been just so exciting as a friend to watch. Okay, so last night, let's get into the minimal drama for a hot second, because you've established this incredible, intimate, strong relationship with Riley. But then Damore walks into the beach. And I remember we had conversations of, you know, who did you expect or want to see coming onto the beach? And you had told us, like, Damore was the only guy that you had named. And so when we saw him and Ed come down, we all knew how strong you and Riley were. So I don't think anyone really was worried. But, you know, in that situation when Damore pulls you to go chit chat and that you guys are, you know, he was eyeing you up and yeah. And you had expressed some sort of interest before Riley came down. What was that like? Were you just like, ah, shit? Or were you like, nah, I'm good. I feel stable right now.
So, I mean, like, the week before, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. Like, what if Damore comes down any day now? Like, because I know that that's who I wanted to see coming in. But like I said before, like, I had no idea who Riley was. So I didn't even know anything about him. But when Damore came, I was like, that conversation, when we had that conversation, I was like, this isn't it. Like, I feel a spark with Riley. When Riley pulled me to have that conversation, it was like an instant connection. And then with Damore, it was just more like a friend. And so I knew right away. He actually asked me if I would go on the date with him if he asked. And I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, maybe, like, this could be fun, you know? And that's how you know if you found your person, if you explore your options, you know? Right. But just in that conversation, I was like, this isn't Riley. All I wanted to do was go back. I'm like, where's Riley? Right. Like, I'm sitting here, like, looking out the corner of my eye.
It doesn't hurt, though, to kind of, like, light a fire under Riley's ass to be like, oh, literally, my girl with someone else. Like, this is how I know I'm actually into her, because I feel a little jealous.
Pretty much that's, like, kind of why I was, like, maybe, like, flirting a little bit. I'm like, okay, maybe I'd go on this date. Like, maybe. But I knew I wasn't going on that date.
He was squirming, like, when you were gone. He was like, what am I supposed to do? Just watch them talk? We were like, yeah. We've all done it.
Well, and I just didn't think, because he hadn't expressed to me yet, like, his true feelings. And so, my mind was just spiraling. I'm like, did I make the right decision by not going on this date? Like, is Riley here for the same thing I'm here for? And that's kind of when I just had to have that conversation with him, you know, and open up to him and tell him, like, look, talk.
Yeah. Well, what actually forced you to get to that point? Because we've all been in the position, and I think you made a comment like, I know I have to have this conversation. There's some sort of disconnect in Riley's actions versus what he's telling me, and I want to get there. And we as women, and I'm sure men have been there too, definitely, where it's like, you know, you need to do something, but you also are afraid of the outcome of, you know, potentially pushing someone away or getting in an argument that is uncomfortable. And no one obviously wants to have to get to that point with somebody. What made you just be like, okay, now's the moment, tonight's the night, we need to, it's like, it was like your make or break time, I would say. So what made you get into that mindset and force yourself to actually be able to express to him what you needed out of him?
Yeah. So, well, I came into Paradise with the intention on finding my husband. Like, day one, I'm like, I'm finding my husband. And so when Damore came down, that had me questioning Riley. I'm like, what if I made a mistake? Like, what if he's not here to find a wife? Like, you know, or he doesn't see that with me. So I'm like, you gotta find out, because your husband could leave next week. And like, that could have been your possible husband, you know? But since I didn't, like, open up and have and go on the date with Damore, all that was running through my head. I'm like, did I make the right decision? Like, you got to have this conversation with him, because you're not going to find out unless you ask. Like, usually that's what I do in relationships. Like, I just sit back and I don't express my true feelings, but I sit and bottle them up and I'm just trying to go with the flow. And then that turns into a year or two situationship, you know? And I'm like, I'm here to find my husband. It's time to have that conversation.
Like, other couples too were telling each other they were falling in love and all this is going on around you, and you're like, damn, why am I not at that point? Like, might as well just ask and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, the worst thing he's going to do is tell me you don't want to be with me. And then I'm going to be like, bye, paradise. I'm out. Deuces.
So you have this conversation with Riley, and he actually opened up a lot. And we weren't privy to seeing this side of him. Obviously, you were, and now watching back, we are. But he mm-hmm. opened up a lot about his father, his upbringing. Were you expecting for him to open up that much and to be that vulnerable, or was that a complete shock to you?
I wasn't expecting it at all. I was really shocked, especially because the way I came at him, it was more so me questioning myself. I'm like, who hurt you? Like, why are you so closed up? And since I've never watched I never watched his season before, so I didn't know any backstory whatsoever. So I'm thinking he's going to tell me like a relationship story or a heartbreak, you know, and he just opened up completely. And I was like, wow. And I'm like, this is why you act the way you do. Thank you for talking to me. Like, this is how we're going to make progress here, because at this point, like, you're holding everything back. So we're not going to progress anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Would you say vulnerability is a turn on in a man?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Like when he, like I was just looking at him, I'm like, I love you. Mm-hmm. Literally, I just wanted to put mm-hmm. it out there right there in that moment.
Well, and you were so sweet and patient. Like at one point when he was, you know, crying and opening up to you, you just like grabbed his face and like put your head into his neck. And I got the chills. I was like, this is the relationship I think anyone coming onto that beach is looking for. And I remember the next day, because we had all, you know, the girls, we all have our chats. And you had mentioned at one point, you know, he shows me how he cares, but he doesn't necessarily always open up. And I need more of that communication. And so the next day, I remember seeing you and we had a conversation and you were all cool. You were like, it was a really good night. He really opened up. No. But we had no idea it was at that level. And it was so beautiful to watch that intimate moment between you two, like, and have him feel like you were his safe haven to be able to open up in that space. I mean, we saw a little bit of it and his background when he was on The Bachelorette, but not like what we saw in this episode. And I think it was really, really special to see. And so again, when I say you have this beautiful connection and combination of like the intimate and the sensual and the sexual and the chemistry, but with the communication now and like those gentle moments, it's so incredible. Like, this is like a true love story that we're all watching unfold.
So sweet.
Yeah. And it's been fun to watch, like myself watching our story, just because in that moment, I just wanted to make sure he was okay, mm-hmm. because I could only imagine, like, he already shared a story like this on national TV, got a lot of comments back, you know, had to go through all this. And now me having him open up and do it again, I just wanted to be there to comfort him, because mm-hmm. when he was telling me that, like, and he was being emotional, he's like, I told myself I wouldn't do this again. Like, you know, and so in that moment, I'm like, oh shit, it's my fault. Like, I'm sorry mm-hmm. for making you feel this way, but thank you.
Yeah. But your response and how you reacted, I'm sure allowed him to like break down some more walls and feel comfortable with you to continue to do that. So that was like a scary conversation for you, but it paid off.
Yeah.
It was so nice to watch.
And
like a big burly man just kind of break down and be like, hey.
It was. And I had a lot of things I wanted to say that night, like just to get out there. And I was just like speechless afterwards. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even talk back, you know. I'm like, thank you for mm-hmm. sharing that information with me. And I didn't even know how to react, really.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it exceeded all expectations, because
yeah.
Then we go on to see you both tell each other that you're falling in love with one another. And
you could tell you wanted to say it so bad.
So bad. How like, was it, it like, was it just like wanting to burst out of you?
Yeah. Well, it had been wanting to since probably like the second day. Like, I'm like, I love this man.
Oh, you would tell us. You would tell us that you loved him, but you just never told him.
And they're like, and you would be like, you said that to me? And I'm like, no.
But you're like that, yeah. We all knew.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good moment. It was exciting, and it was like relieved. I was relieved to hear him say it back. Like mm-hmm. that was the scariest part, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I do not want to look like a fool. First mm-hmm. of all, I've never done that before, like told a man first that I'm falling in love with him. And then
let alone do it on TV for millions of people to see.
Exactly. And then I'm like, hopefully he says it back. But
but not even that. He also wanted you to meet his mom, he said, which is a very big deal. Yeah. So
yes. Yeah. That's when I knew it was like his feelings for me were real, just because I've heard the way he talks about his mom all the time and the relationship that he does have with his mom. So when he said that, I'm like, it's sealed. I got it.
Oh my God, Marissa. I don't think I ever told you this. It had to have been like the first week I was there. So it had to have been before you and him exchanged I love yous. But I remember sitting eating breakfast with Riley, and I want to say Joe was there. It was like the three of us. And Riley's just eating his breakfast, and we're talking about, you know, like the end of this, who could potentially get engaged. And I looked at Riley at one point because Riley and I, like, we had had him on the podcast. One of my good friends who's a producer is really close with Riley. So she, you know, like, she'll be on FaceTime with him. Like, we had chatted, like, very platonically as friends. And his mom was on it at one point. And so I was like, Riley, your mom's so great. She's so sweet. Like, how would you feel bringing Marissa home to her? And he just, like, kind of put his head down and like smiled into his breakfast. And he's like, you know what? I feel good about it. And I don't know, like, he was eating the eggs or like some scramble and bacon and whatever it was. And he was just, his response was priceless. And he got kind of bashful and looked down, but he's like, I feel pretty good about it. I was like,
I love it.
Oh, this is great. This is great. So he, I think, knew early on, whether he expressed it a little bit later than you maybe wanted. I think he knew he was falling for
you. Because he'd always be so sweet. He'd be like giving me kisses or coming to check on me. But I'm like, tell me you like me. Mm-hmm. Like, you're showing me it, but I need those words.
Just say it sometimes. Yeah.
Is that your love language? Words of affirmation, Marissa?
I think at the end of Paradise, I realized my love language is every single love language.
Same.
Because I'm like, I need this.
Yeah.
I mean, physical touch might be number one, and then maybe the worst.
Yeah.
I think the shutdown was the next day, too, and Marissa was pissed. She's like, Marissa, I just told my man I'm in love with him, and now I got a room with a chick. I want to see my man.
Yeah, Marissa, you were like,
so mad.
You were like, we already are sleeping together in the boom boom room. Can't we just sleep together at the hotel?
Yeah. She's like, I'm not doing interviews. I don't want to do ITMs. Tell them I don't feel good until they let me see Riley. I'm not doing shit. And I'm like, I was being a little brat.
I know. I was just like, come on.
You made him a little bracelet. It was so cute. I just wanted to see Marissa's like, I miss my man. I'm like, what's that like?
That was the worst. That who bracelet. Yeah, I was working on that thing for like 2 hours and I'm like, he better love this.
Did you two room together? You two room together.
Yeah, okay. I were roommates.
Oh my gosh. I was trying to figure out where everyone's room was. Abigail and what did Abigail say? With Abigail and Natasha were like right in the room right next to us. So I was on the balcony trying to like scream and be like,
we slept the whole time. It was amazing.
Yeah, we slept the whole time. Anytime the phone would ring, I'd be like, is it Riley? If it's not Riley, I don't want to talk. And then every time someone would be at the door to knock, I'd be like, if it's not Riley, go home. And then Sia, she's like, yeah, she doesn't want to talk if you're not Riley.
After I interviewed, I was like, they're going to get your man. Go to the interview room. Go get him in there.
Everyone was so excited to finally be in air conditioning, to have like a comfortable bed with windows without bugs. And Marissa's the only one who's pissed. She's like, I want to be on that.
Put me back in the storm. I don't care.
I don't care. With Riley, I'm good.
I'll weather this tropical storm if it means I'm with my man. Okay, so.
She is worried for her life.
Literally.
Yeah, Tia is so worried for it. Okay,
can
so
I call my dad?
For real, I was like, it's Father's Day. I need to call my dad. I don't give a shit about these dudes on the beach.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, I want to get into just some other off the show stuff because we've seen you show our girl Natasha so much love on social media. I mean, she's gone through it in the past couple of weeks with the whole Brendan and Piper situation. So what are your overall thoughts now, not only being there in person and witnessing all of that, but now seeing everything unfold in a different light? What, just give us your thoughts on that entire love triangle situation.
Yeah. Well, so during Paradise, it was while they were in their relationship, Brendan and Natasha, a lot of us didn't really get to see what we actually saw on TV because they were very private at the same time when they were having their conversations or about their whole relationship in general. Mm-hmm. And so hearing and seeing it, I could only imagine how Natasha was feeling. So of course, like, I wanted to be that friend to support her because I was there with her and that throughout that experience. And I could only imagine her for the last like month or so, like before even seeing it, like she knows what went on. She was really the only one that heard every single conversation. And watching it back, I'm just shook, first of all. Like no woman deserves to be treated like that in general, but it's almost like it was a game. And that's kind of what disgusted me when I watched it. And honestly, first of all, I just want to like say how proud I am of Natasha for the way that she's handling everything. Because if that were me, I don't know.
No, ma'am.
No, mm-hmm. No.
Especially hearing the little conversations that he didn't think anyone would hear. Like when he was trying to rev on his mic, it's like, you can still hear.
Yeah. And I know it was tough for her because I talked to her before the show even aired and like asked her how she was doing with everything. And she was going through it. Like, yeah. You know, she was really worried about the whole situation. And I didn't realize how extreme it was during that time. So watching it, I'm like, you are so strong, girl. Like, yeah. You are a strong girl and very light and very elegant where you're handling it, because a lot of girls I know wouldn't handle it the same way.
She I feel like has taken the high road here and has been very classy throughout it all. I mean, yeah, she, as you just said, like, she has been struggling. She was struggling. I think she was really worried about everything playing out. And, you know, like, we've all been there. We've all had relationships that haven't worked out and we haven't known the full truth and we've been screwed over, if you want to use that phrase, where we felt dumb. We felt like an idiot. And I think that's how she was feeling for a while. But I think it's a great thing to now be able to see all sides of every conversation between her and Piper and her and Brendan and Piper and the things that we didn't think would be ever caught on camera and aired. It's very enlightening, but she has so much support, I think, in a lot of us that were down on the beach. Like you said, there's so much, like, we knew kind of what was going on, but we didn't know the full extent. And I think she appreciates the love and support that you have shown her, that other people on that beach, and just, I think, viewers in general have shown her. One thing that rubbed us the wrong way. I mean, there was a lot. There was a lot that rubbed us the very wrong way. But one thing that people keep bringing up to this day now is the whole disgruntled female comment from Brendan. I need to ask you, I would wear this with a badge of honor at this point. Are you a little bit proud to be a disgruntled female?
Absolutely. I got mugs coming to me. I got sweat.
Didn't you have a coffee cup?
Yes.
What?
You had that coffee cup, didn't you? Was it a coffee cup that said disgruntled female? I'm like, yes.
Yep, I've got that on its way to me now. And then I'm like, I'll add it in my bio. Disgruntled female.
How can we buy one?
They have them on, or I don't know. It was on an Instagram page. Someone made them and they're like, hey, since you're one of them, do you want me to send you one? I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. She's like, it was inspired by you. So thanks.
T and I obviously weren't part of that confrontation with Brendan, but I would love to buy one. And so if anyone, whoever is selling this on Instagram, I would love to support my girls. I will stand behind my disgruntled females. I mean, listen, if T and I were there, we would be the same way.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's literally where we're at right now.
So good. When I saw you post that mug, I was like, yeah, hell, I need this. Put some tea in there.
Did you see Brendan's apology?
Oh, yeah.
Video?
I didn't see an apology, but...
I know. I wondered if he said anything actually to Natasha, because it sounded like he was talking to Natasha through this public video.
Apologized to you?
No. No, he has not.
Riley said he hasn't returned any of his calls either.
Nope. He has not apologized to me. I wonder if he's apologized to any of the other girls that were involved, but
no, probably not.
It sounded, yeah, like watching it back, it seems like he's just trying to save face at this point and put it out to the masses because he's been getting so much backlash. But I think it would go way further in anyone's mind to actually have him reach out to the women he offended directly, as opposed to just putting it out for his dwindling followers. I don't know.
Honestly, but, yeah. And looking in my eyes, I'm like, sweetheart, you should have stopped while you were like, say, I screwed up. I'm sorry. I screwed up. Just own up to it, you know? And to me, it wasn't even really an apology. I'm just like, own up to your shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would have more respect for you if you just said, I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Right. Not 7 minutes of apologizing to your followers who don't care.
Some random. Yeah.
Marissa, we have seen so much more of you on Paradise. And for that, I am so happy because you are just an incredible friend. You're an incredible woman. What's the biggest difference between Marissa who went on Peter's season versus the Marissa now that went on to Paradise and afterwards?
It's funny. So when I went on Peter's season, I was very shy. Like, I didn't really talk a lot. Just kind of quiet, didn't know what to expect because, first of all, I had never watched The Bachelor before even going on Peter's season. And so going back this time, I'm like, I'm going to be myself. I'm going to have fun with it. Like, I'm going to let everyone see everything. Like, just be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
we love it.
That.
We love to see it.
I mean, they got it all. Y'all got it all. You got the happy, the sad, the crazy, the cry, like all of it.
I miss taking naps with you.
Oh my gosh. Becca taught me how to sleep.
Hold her glass.
Holding
a champagne glass. And guess what? So I tried it one time and I ended up getting into like a deep sleep all of a sudden and spilt it all over me. Mm-hmm. Just had champagne all over my chest. And I'm like, Becca, how do you do this? Like, your skills.
Marissa and I would always take naps literally everywhere in our room. We would hold hands. So we'd always be holding hands with one hand. And then we would have our glass of champagne like on our chest or our stomach. And one time, you dropped the champagne, but that's okay. We'll practice.
Well,
come back out to LA and we'll practice.
With Marissa, not naps, the shots. Marissa has no personal
down to you shot for her.
I couldn't do it myself. So she did it for me and it was fantastic. Also, Marissa, a true friend, one night going into a rose ceremony, I didn't have lip gloss on. And Marissa was like, just kiss my lips. I just put some fresh lip gloss on. So she made sure my ass had lip gloss on.
Marissa, ride or die.
I swear Marissa told Riley to hype us up, too. Marissa's like, she's single. Hype her up. And
I'd be like, go dance with Tia. Go tell her she looks so good. Come on. Go tell her she looks beautiful.
That's my girl.
Marissa, you are such a girl's girl. We are so happy that we've had you on. I miss you like crazy. But before we let you go, we have to play a game. We played this with Riley actually last week. It's the Paradise Superlative game. So basically, we're going to give you a quick little sentence, and then you have to rapid fire and tell us who you think fits it best. I'm just interested to see how your answers to his match up. Tia, do you want to start with it?
Yeah. Okay. So rapid fire, first one, funniest in Paradise.
Are you, Tia?
Me? I'll take it.
Okay, best dressed in Paradise.
Me or Noah? We were tying.
Mm-hmm. Riley did say Noah.
Wow.
But he said you later on.
Biggest flirt. Biggest flirt in Paradise.
Demi.
Crybaby of Paradise.
McKenna.
He said that too. Most outspoken.
She died the first second she got on stage. Yeah.
And every day.
I was like,
every hour.
Everyone's like, what is she doing? I'm like, probably crying.
Did you ask that one or did I ask that one?
No, I'll ask the most outspoken.
Okay.
Most outspoken in Paradise.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot to say. Don't know if it means anything.
Don't know how much sense it makes half the time, but okay.
Right.
Life at the party in paradise.
Demi.
For sure.
Oh yeah.
She was very missed. Best dancer in paradise.
Ooh. I would have to give that one to Riley with the worm.
He did. Agreed. He was busting moves out there. Oh man, we need to get all the footage that people didn't see. Okay, I already know what your answer is going to be for this one. Sexiest in paradise.
Oh, Riley.
You both said each other, so that's good.
Yeah. We also know what this next one's going to be.
Yeah, next one too. Most muscular in paradise.
Riley.
Yeah, Riley wins like half of these.
Riley.
They all go to him. Okay, heartbreaker of paradise.
Ooh. I don't know.
I feel like everybody had their
Mari.
Mari, yeah. That's
poor Kitty.
Who did Riley say? Riley
Me?
Said Oh yeah, Riley did say Tia.
It's like not on purpose.
You know, gotta break a few hearts to get to where you want to be, Tia. I get it.
It's fun.
Marissa, it has been such an absolute blast. I miss you like crazy. We're so happy that you were able to come on and be with us today because we love seeing you. We love watching you and your relationship unfold, but it's always just good to have everyone on to get to know you for you a little bit more. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you guys for having me. I miss you
so much.
I love
seeing your love story. It's the best. Like seeing it in person was so great, but watching it back has been so nice too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's cute.
This is why people watch the show. It's because you guys have it all. You have the love, the funny, the like everything, everything. So
yeah,
we love you. We can't wait to see you again.
I love you guys.
We love you.
Thanks for having me.
Go practice your nap taking with champagne glass
and a side of whipped cream.
Some whipped cream and strawberries all around you.
Yes.
All right, girl. We'll talk to you soon. I absolutely love Marissa. She looks.
No,
she looks stunning.
She looks so good.
She's glowing. She's got that paradise glow to her. I absolutely loved chatting with her. And it's just kind of fun to hear the conversation that we had last week compared to our conversation with her, because I feel like they're so similar in a lot of their answers and responses. And
you can tell they're on the same page.
Mm-hmm. And as a viewer, it's like we were obviously there as friends to witness it all, but it's just so much more to now watch it back. So I am so glad we had Marissa on. So a huge thank you to her. Tia, it's always a blast with you. And to our Bachelor Happy Hour listeners, thank you for tuning in again. Please make sure to hit us up on social. If you don't know where to find us, we are at Bachelor Happy Hour on Instagram and at Batch Nation Pods on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. You can do that on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Wondery app, or wherever you are listening to our sweet, sweet voices right now. Thanks, everyone.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.